Hello, Haley.
Hi, Bruce. It's not Haley. It's actually your project manager, Samantha Hayes. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry, Samantha. Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for calling. Samantha?
That is correct. I will be assisting you throughout the project.
Thank you, Samantha. What's your last name?
Hayes. That'll be H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra. Bruce, is it a good time to discuss this entire process? Are you available now?
Yes. Samantha, I'm writing down your name, and you're the, what is it, project manager? Forgive me, I didn't catch that.
It's all right. See, basically, when you are placing an order with us, you are assigned a project manager who handles all the deliveries and communication for you. So, for example, if the team needs anything from your end, I'm going to call you up and I'll be like, hey, Bruce, the team requires this particular draft or this particular action in terms of correspondence, or the team needs your feedback. So, I'm going to ensure that we are providing you timely deliveries, and of course, the quality should not be compromised. So that's my job role in this entire project.
Very good. Okay, well said.
All right, so Bruce, let me get started with it. I believe you have the manuscript already, correct?
I have the books. There are three, Samantha, that the old teacher bequeathed to me, gave, or I got, and it just drastically needs me from my 12 months there at the monastery or ashram. From my all of my input to sort of rewrite it from this archaic, I don't want to say awful, but it's just difficult, very difficult archaic language.
All right. Okay. Well, that is doable. You got nothing to worry about, Bruce. First of all, I'm going to need the manuscripts, okay? And the initial files that we'll be sending out to you will be an editorial report. So preferably it will be one for each book. What's going to happen is that people, like expert editors, they will sit down, review the entire book, and come up with an editorial report. Now, let me explain what an editorial report is. In an editorial report, basically, they are going to highlight the strengths, the weaknesses, along with the recommendations of that particular book or manuscript and how we can improve it. Okay, so there will be a couple of suggestions from the team, from the experts, and I'll send those suggestions to you, and you can let me know that, you know what, Samantha, I need out of the 10 points, I need 4 of them implemented on the manuscript, and then we'll start to develop the manuscript or make changes in your existing manuscript accordingly. You with me?
Yes,
All right, so that'll be the first step. Now, in order to get started, Bruce, I have added you onto our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. So you're going to receive an email, okay? All you got to do is click on the Get Started button. It's going to redirect you to the portal. You set up your account, create a password, and go to the messages section. You can write this down.
To the password and go to the what section?
Messages section on the portal
Messages.
once you're logged in.
Okay,
Yes.
messages. Okay.
Now, when you go to the messages section, you're going to find my message there stating, Welcome on board. You click on that, and then you'll be able to see the brief form that I've sent to you. So you download that, you fill it out, and you send it back to me with your manuscript.
Okay, the difficulty is these are quite large, three one-side pages, oversized. I mean, the paper blue books, paperback blue books, are oversized paper, one-sided, and it's a lot, three big books.
Okay, so do you have the soft copy available for these books, or is it just in a print version?
It's a printed, just like the books are printed paperback books, but very, very scattered, and my input has begun, and so I would need just a little bit of time to finish my input from my experience, which has to be there because it's just essential to introduce the writing. But that's the problem. It's just I can't. How can I say it? I'm not technologically adept. I've never printed. I've never done any writing for books. This is all new to me. So I'm just trying to confide in you the difficulty in the immediacy of what you're saying to get these three huge, large books into some form where I can just ship it off real quick.
I can guide you with that. You don't need to worry about, Bruce. Here is what we can do, okay? Since these are very huge, large books, and I would not recommend you to mail the books to us because you need to keep the copies, all right? So instead of that, what we can do is, do you have any stationery shop nearby or Staples or Walmart? Any place where you can have the book scanned?
Walmart, Staples, probably in Medford. We're a little town, Ashland, Oregon, and they don't do that here. But 12 miles away is Medford, a much bigger city, and I think they have a Staples there. So how does that work? Or Walmart even?
Yeah, now let me explain how that works. You take the books to them, they will scan each page and create a soft copy of it, like a PDF file or Word file that could be saved and transferred via emails or through our computers, okay? That way you won't have to send in the printed version.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. So is it PDF or Word?
Yeah.
Okay, PDF file. Would you go to Walmart or Staples, or does it matter, really?
Well, it doesn't really matter. For that matter, you can even check around and ask for a stationery shop. If you have a stationery shop around, that would do, too. You don't specifically have to go to Staples or Walmart.
Okay, understood. Okay.
So you figure that out. Once you have the files, you ask them to email those files to you, all right? Once they send you the files via email, it's going to be either in a PDF, most likely in a PDF format. Once you get those files, all you got to do is forward them to me.
Got it. And then your email would be in the welcoming package thing.
That is correct. My email is there. Well, if you can log in on the portal and work with that, that would be great. If not, then we can, you know, further communicate via email. That is fine for me, too. Sometimes it gets a little complicated for customers to, you know, work through the portal. So just in case if you're facing any issues with the portal, you can note down my email address as well. Let me know once you're ready.
Go ahead, Samantha. Go ahead.
All right, so it's going to be my first name, Samantha, that is S-A-M as in Mary, A-N as in November, T-H-A dot, like the a period, Hayes, that is H-A-Y-E-S, my last name, at penguinbookwriters.com.
Penguin Book Writers, or one word, .com.
That is correct. No spaces.
Got it.
And all small letter, lowercase.
Very good.
Excellent.
Okay.
So you figure this out, and you can let me know as soon as you get an update on that. Lastly, Bruce, I want you to take down my cell number as well, just in case if I'm not available in the office, you can contact me on my cell number.
I was just going to ask you that. Okay, Samantha, good deal. Cell number, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be 408-689-6899. I'm going to repeat that, 408-689-6899. See, I read your mind.
Got it. Yeah, you did. You sure did. But I got it.
Right.
I got it perfectly. Perfectly.
All right, Bruce. So this is pretty much it for now. We're going to take baby steps at a time since it's your first time. So let's get this sorted first, and then I'm going to explain to you the bigger picture of it. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much for your call.
No worries. It was a pleasure talking to you, Bruce, and I am waiting for the manuscripts as soon as you're done. Even if there are any issues, you let me know, and then we'll figure some alternate resolution in order to have the copies to us, okay?
Perfect. Okay, Samantha. Thank you.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful day, Bruce.
Yep, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.